Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Hello, my friend, and happy Wednesday. If you're listening on a Wednesday, well, we're live streaming on a Wednesday. And here we are live in the studio. By the way, you can always come to inspiredchoicesnetwork.com and you just click chat room and all you have to do is put in your name. You don't have to come up with a password or anything. And you can talk to us in the chat room. And that would be fabulous, by the way. And I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. And I was just talking with Dana, my super awesome angel in the background, about today's episode and how it's been showing up lately. So synchronicities happen, right? Synchronicities happen where things happen to you that you were not expecting or planning, little bumps in the road. And then how do you manage those? But also sometimes we take steps, we make decisions and go in a direction. And then we get down the road and we think, oh crap, this is wrong. And we give ourselves a really hard time. We think that we made a mistake. And you may have probably heard me say before, by the way, there's no such thing as mistakes. It's all just information. I was listening to something recently that said Thomas Edison wasn't the first person to think about how to harness, I think he was harnessing electricity, but he was just the most persistent one. You know, he just kept going and going and going, where other people tried maybe 100 times or something and gave up. But he tried so many times that he was bound to be successful. So when we do things that we think were a mistake, imagine if you could just think of that in another way. Like, you know, maybe you had a career that didn't, hello, Heather, maybe you had a career that didn't really work out the way you planned, and it wasn't actually what you wanted. Is that a mistake? Do you think that's a mistake? Or maybe you had a relationship that ended, right? And you think that you did something wrong. You think that there's something wrong with you regarding that relationship. Or maybe you went down a road and you thought it took you way off of what your plan was, and that it's just somehow, you know, been wrong. The word wrong, we got to get rid of this word in how things unfold in our lives. So I was actually reading a quote by this person. I probably will butcher their name, Guy Gavriel K. And the quote was, I'm going to read it. There are no wrong turnings in paths we had not known we were meant to walk. So you don't know what your future has waiting for you. And therefore, you can't take a wrong turn because what you think is a wrong turn might be just the perfect turn you're supposed to take to help you get in that direction. And we know it's never straight. We love straight lines, don't we? We love straight lines. We love everything we want is going this direction from A to B. But that's, first of all, that's freaking boring. And that's not how you're going to learn the things you need that you're going to need when you get to that thing that you're after. So I think about myself, you know, I was a CPA. I was a finance executive. I worked in the accounting and finance world for 15 years. When I was an auditor, you know, I audited small mom and pop businesses, and I would sit at the kitchen table and work on their books for their year end and homemade cookies, all the way up to, you know, $1 billion budgets and shareholders. And when I left that world, Did I think that I had made a mistake becoming an accountant? If I was really hard on myself, oops, sorry, I just banged something. If I was really hard on myself, I would say, oh, I messed up the whole first half of my life, depending on how old you are. You know, I messed up that whole, I wasted all of that time. But really, is that a waste of time to go and have those experiences and that education and that background, even if you don't any longer do that as a profession? Why is that a waste of time? That's like saying, you know, when you were in grade school or high school and you had to take, because they make you take everything, right? Math, science, technology, like you take this whole variety of things. It's like saying, oh, learning trigonometry was such a waste of time. It's like, not really, not really, because it helps you get the experience of thinking and solving problems and learning concepts. I can't even remember my trigonometry, I'm sure, but I'm sure it somehow applies into daily life somewhere along the way. So what if the thing that you thought was a mistake was actually a step on the path, right? And it was just something you needed along the way. Like sometimes there are little detours. You know, when you're on vacation, you don't say, I'm going, I don't do this anyway. You know, I'm starting here and I'm going straight to that thing that I'm going to look at. I'm going to look at nothing in between on the way, right? You've got your blinders on. No, la, la, la. I don't want to see anything else. I just want to go straight to the Eiffel Tower. There's nothing to see in between. Come on, really? There's great detours walking around in Paris, seriously. And you'll get to the Eiffel Tower. What's the rush? You know, what's the rush? Just take those detours and enjoy them. And a lot of, like, it's interesting when you get stuck in that narrative. There was a client that I was working with, and she was only in her 20s, late 20s. She was about to turn 30, and she thought that she was behind. She had wasted the last 4 years of what she was doing, and she gave herself such a hard time about it. And if you're going to keep telling yourself that, it's going to be hard for you to shift. It's going to be hard for you to see the value in what you've been working away at. Or maybe sometimes you're not working away. Maybe you just need a little space and a little time to integrate what's been happening. And this is just coming to my mind. When I was a, so I started teaching yoga over 20 years ago. Yes, I said that out loud. I've been teaching yoga a long time and took a teacher training way back at the beginning. And then, probably 5 or 7 years into my teaching, I was teaching yoga quite regularly. I had my own yoga studio. I felt like it was time to take another teacher training. And I took another just, you know, basic at the beginning, teaching new teachers how to teach, but I was a different person. And it wasn't because I felt like I was doing anything wrong, and I didn't feel like I was wasting my time going back over something that I already knew, but I felt like I had integrated what I had learned to that point. And I wanted to be able to enrich it by going back and hearing with new ears. So sometimes these detours that we take are really just to enrich where the path that we're on. And what if you're never behind? You're actually never off track. And you're never really starting over. You're never actually starting over. I didn't think I was starting over when I went back and took a teacher training. I just thought I was enriching and developing and getting even better, right? Nothing is wasted. Absolutely nothing is wasted. And if you can start to shift your thinking into that direction, you might not always know why something is happening. or what the detour is for. It might take a while down the road to find to figure out what that detour was for. But if I look back over my life, even the relationships that I've had that have ended, because I've had more than one long-term partner, I can look back at that relationship and it ended because it wasn't aligned anymore, but I can see what I gained from that relationship. It was not a waste of my time. I know someone who I sat with them when they were getting divorced, and they were so angry because they felt they had wasted, I think it was like 20 years of their life or something. It's like, that's not a waste of time. First of all, take the ownership that you decided to stay for 20 years. So at some point, something had to have been beneficial and working properly. It's not a waste of 20 years, but also there are lessons to be learned. Even if you think you overstayed, there's a lesson in that as well. So we're going to talk about the unexpected paths that we go on. We're going to talk about those voices in your head that tell you it's a crisis. Life is passing me by. And you know how life is going to be. Life is actually here trying to, conspire and shower you with blessings. I think that's there's a astrologist. It'll come back to me. He writes a syndicated astrology column, and his horoscopes are very quirky, but he's always says life is conspiring to shower you with blessings. So just say, yay, let it rain. So a couple of weeks ago, I talked about breaking up with perfection, right? We have this idea in our head, this myth that we've told ourselves that things need to be perfect, that things are linear. We go to school, we get a career, we become successful, then we retire. Duh. But life doesn't work like that. Like, come on. Not everybody gets this idea that society tells us is this linear progression that we're supposed to go through of school, career, success, retirement. Not everybody follows that progression. And not everybody wants that progression. Doesn't fit everyone. And the definition of career is very interesting because it means that you're supposed to, if you follow that progression, you're supposed to have one career. You're supposed to stay there. So as soon as you get out of school, you get to work, nose down to the grindstone, work, 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 work. Don't ask questions. Do your work. Retire with your gold watch. Do they still give gold watches? I don't even know. Or do they just get buy you a cake and say, thanks, it's been great. And the way that the economy has been going lately, I don't even know that people retire the way they used to. They get downsized and given early retirement because they need to clear out the expensive people and bring in the less expensive people, which also means less experienced. So the more expensive people come back as consultants, right? Which costs more again. That's a little side note about my view of the way corporate world works, but your life is not linear. Yes, for the most part, probably all of us have to go to school, right? And the school system is interesting because the school system has not changed in hundreds of years. And the school system was originally designed to create workers. And we're still living that to create workers, to create workers. So I still think education is important, and I think learning is important. And I think that being able to follow the direction of curiosity and what excites you makes your path so much more passionate and interesting. And maybe you would end up in one career path that isn't traditional and get your success and maybe never retire. Who knows, right? I don't know that I'll retire. And if you look at the way my life has gone, I went to school, then I got a career, then I went back to school, then I got three careers, then I went back to school, now I have four careers. Then I dropped some careers. So it's like I keep moving mine around. I'm moving all my pieces around, and I don't see retirement coming in my near future. But As they say, you cannot see the path ahead of you. You can't see the path ahead of you. You can just trust that what's put in front of you is for you. What's put in front of you is for you. You can run away from it if you choose. You can embrace it. You can examine it. You can be curious about it. You can contemplate it. You can decide a yes or a no on it. You don't have to accept all of it, right? You don't have to say yes to everything that's put in front of you. If I did that, my brain would explode because a lot of things come to me and I have to be discerning in where I choose to put my energy. But sometimes the things that break us down and make us think that we're failing in the old way that we look at the world are the things that you need to build your wisdom. Right? So sometimes when we have those, I've messed up, I've screwed up, this isn't the way life is supposed to be, if you can just have a little pause, that could be the moment that you're going to get the best learning. I'm going to let you think about that for a moment while we go off on our first break. While we're off on the break, head over to your favorite platform, my friend. I would very much appreciate it if you would go and give us a 5-star review wherever you're listening. And if you've already done that, why not share it with a friend or 7? Because the world needs more awesome, and the world needs to know that they are not off track. They are just simply following the path they were meant to follow. So we're going off on the break. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
I'm telling you, it is a path to a thriving life. It's not a one and done. You hit it and then you get thrown off and then you hit it and then you get thrown off and you just keep going and the detours happen and you laugh and have a good time and keep going. Yes, I am Heather. This is still Illuminate Your Worth. And we're talking about when, well, you know what? We're talking about this idea that we have, this idea that we create, that we make mistakes in our path, in the way we are supposed to live our lives, and the way our lives are supposed to go. And this is going to create for you. I see this creating for you. If this is the way that you're contemplating things, you're just going to always be unhappy. You're going to potentially blame yourself constantly for not being where you should be. So my ex-husband, he was a very corporate, like he was very good at his job. And he was in sales. And this is typical in the corporate world. You have to have a 5-year plan. By the way, I never had a 5-year plan. The whole time I was in corporate, people would say, "What's your 5-year plan?" And I would rather make something up or just say, change the subject. Because I couldn't imagine that I was going to decide where I was going to be in 5 years when I was being curious and just following with, I didn't want to set in stone where I was going to be in 5 years because what if there was something better? I couldn't even imagine big enough where I would be in 5 years. But he had a 5-year plan and very normal to have in the corporate world. And he had plans that he was going to make a vice president by a certain age. And then contrast that. So this is when, so navigating contrast is one of the things that carries a lot of energy, right? The contrast that with me, who didn't actually want to work in corporate, wasn't taking it, didn't have a 5-year plan, obviously was not taking it as seriously as he was. And I was getting promoted and he wasn't. And if your narrative is, I'm supposed to follow this path and this is supposed to happen, she's not even trying. You can see there's going to be some discord happening there. And I didn't judge him for not getting promotions, but he was judging himself. And this causes a lot of frustration in people when they have this vision of what they think their life should be, right? Imagine if you think that you have told yourself, you've convinced yourself, the world has convinced you that you need to be this, and you just can't seem to quite get it. You're going to blame yourself when really maybe that's not actually what you're supposed to do. So when all these detours happen to where you perceive you need to be heading, you might get confused and think, why is this happening? You might start fighting against it. You might try to say, I'm doing something wrong, make some kind of meaning out of it. It's me, something's going wrong, the world hates me, I'm just not meant to be successful. Then you might, if you can take a lesson from it of, okay, stop fighting against it. Is there something here for me? If you can make that shift instead of keeping that fighting against it, because that detour could be trying to send you into a way cooler road, right? If you can find that detour. So if you can find a way to learn from it and start to integrate what's going on there, that will step you into the next role of the next learning, the next step. So what if your hardest season was actually just a training field? So I think about when I had my stroke and I was in the hospital, because that's some pretty major detour, right? I'm like, I'm coaching, I'm making wellness happen in the world. I'm tripping along happy as can be. I'm in the hospital. That's a pretty major detour. I was very confused. My brain could not wrap its head around, but I'm a healthy person. What am I doing in the hospital? Why are all these people telling me I have to stay here? I've never been in the hospital before. Like the weird things that go into through my brain. It's like, do I have to get my own toothbrush? These are the weirdest things that were going through my head because I didn't have any concept. And then of course I started saying, no, they're wrong. I was resisting it. I was resisting being in the hospital. I was saying, no, they must have the wrong file. I can't have had a stroke. I'm a healthy person. And then you just kind of, the way I phrase it is that I surrendered to what was going on. No, yes, I surrendered, but I did not give up to the circumstances. So I stopped fighting with what was happening. I accepted what was happening as, okay, here's a major life detour. Holy moly, this is crazy. So when I was sitting there, and you may have heard me tell this story before, I just started paying attention and tried to see if I am here, like if this detour is here and everything that is being put in front of me is for me, why am I here? I started actually just having a contemplation inside my head, like, why am I here? And, noticing the people outside me in the hospital and what was going on for them. And how they were going through those same things, a lot of resistance going on out there. And the struggles that people are having and how they wanted to go back to whatever was happening for them. And I was like, wow, we're all kind of on the same road. And that's when I started integrating the lessons. And that's where a lot of what I talk to people about actually came from. Because it's recognizing when stuff is happening to you, what this reaction is totally normal. This reaction that you're going to have is totally normal. Can we catch it in that, at that moment, somewhere at that moment, and shift it over to get what the wisdom is in it, so that you can get that wisdom out of it and find the lived experience of it and carry that forward to the next step of whatever awesomeness is the next step on your path, right? Like, my next steps are not massively different than where I was thought I was headed, but in a way they are massively different from where I thought I was headed, because I was a business coach and a physical wellness coach and a massage therapist. And the shift after that was, I am a wellness podcaster, all aspects of wellness. You've got to talk about the whole person. You've got to understand how to integrate it into their life so that it's not disruptive. You've got to help them to see what their path is. You know, it's not me just standing saying 5 more reps, 6 more push-ups. It's me helping you find whatever your path is and open up all the possibilities. So that experience for me, in a way, was a major shift, because now I'm helping people live through a transformation of their whole life, not just their physical self. And I'm not just telling people how to balance their books, although that's a very valuable tool that I still have in my toolbox, right? So the alignment that I experienced, and I've had it more than once, the stroke is just really a really good example of how it can unfold for you. When we stop being rigid and trying to force something, that's when you can drop into those lessons. I have a friend who had open heart surgery and fighting to go home because she just wanted to go home. I'm like, just take a breath here. You just had your breastbone cracked open. Right now, maybe the best place for you is in the hospital. Maybe there's something there that you're supposed to learn, and also give yourself time to recover from open heart surgery. But I mean, I understand it entirely, because, you know, I wanted to go home too. Everybody just wants to go home. I just want to go home. Even Dorothy in the Land of Oz just wanted to go home. But she took her lessons back with her, didn't she? She learned her lessons when she came back. So when we stop trying to force the rigidity of how something should be, that is when all possibilities can open their doors to you. And if you think about rigid, so trees, if they're super rigid and don't bend, because every tree you ever look at, they've got some movement, they've got some swaying, and actually the swaying makes them stronger. Trees in outer space, because there's no gravity and no wind, they aren't as strong as the trees on Earth. I don't even know why I know that. I must have read that somewhere. But there's nothing causing them to have to react and strengthen their trunks, their branches, right? So there's no experiences they're having to make them stronger. But if they're too rigid, if they're too like holding tight into one shape, they're going to break. A car hit a pole across the street from my house the other day, and this pole was very rigid. The car broke for sure, but so did the pole, because it was trying to hold a shape. And the car hit it. It's like, I can't hold this shape. Boom, the pole fell over. No one was hurt. It's okay. It was St. Patrick's Day. I think somebody had too many green drinks. But if you think about, if you can release this holding tension, everything I think about when I think of rigid is like holding tension. Even your shoulders are scrunching up and your face scrunches up and you make this, it has to be this way face, instead of just relax, Let your hands relax, let your shoulders relax, and start to pay attention and see what possibly is actually pretty awesome right here, right now. And you're not going to find the perfect plan. Go listen to Breaking Up with Perfection. There is no perfect plan. But you can notice what you're being drawn towards or pushed towards, if you, in my case. So we're going to go on another break. Keep thinking about this and go share the love with your friends. And if you haven't yet, go over to illuminateyourworth.com. And there is a community building there where we support each other. It's free, where we support each other in our transformation. I would love to see you over there. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we will be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Your path, that's what we're talking about, and it's not straight, and it's probably better than you planned if you can go with it, right? If you can go with it and stop trying to force it in a direction. You can have influence, absolutely. You know, we all make decisions along the road that will take us in directions, right? But when something as big is happening and we fight against it, it just creates this tension inside of you and creates this resistance to the potential that it's actually they're trying to give you something better. You're like, no, I don't want to win $1 million. No, I planned to go this way. No, stop talking to me, right? Like, now I'm not saying that I would say no to $1 million, but you don't know. So alignment, when you're trying to align with your path every morning, this, I'm going to get slightly woo. I'm woo, and I'm an accountant. I have both halves of my world. So every morning I pull a tarot card and I say, how can I best stay aligned with my soul path today? And it tells me, it's kind of like reading your horoscope. You can take it seriously or not seriously, but I'm always just interested. What do the tarot cards think I should do today? And for me, it's so interesting because it creates this sense for me that I, no matter what happens, I'm going to be on the right path. No matter what happens, even if it's something unexpected. So aligning with my path is not hustling harder. And that is an old narrative. The hustle narrative is the old narrative that is starting to break down. And I feel like the way that our world seems to be chaotic right now is because of the change that is happening, right? The change that is happening in the world And COVID was a big detour for a lot of us, right? And I was having dinner with one of my nieces who she's in her 30s. And the way that the world has changed for those generations who are just at that age, starting to realize that I don't agree with going to work 9 to 5, 6 to 5 days a week and working overtime and working on the weekends and being stressed out and sitting at a desk and dying here before I retire. So the things that are shifting in the world is some of that pushback from that detour and the lessons that we're learning from that detour of COVID and the fact that the blueprint that we have followed for the last hundreds of years maybe doesn't fit anymore. And we're starting to switch it and change it. But the chaos is because we're trying to stay rigid. Some people are just trying to stay rigid in that old way because that's what they know. Like this isn't to beat you up in any way. The blueprint is that's what we know and that's what feels safe. Remember the show that, oh man, it's interesting how these shows all flow together. Must like it was planned. Talked about breaking up with perfectionism, also talked about staying safe versus staying happy. So the stuff you know might feel safe, but it's not necessarily happy. So aligning, being more in alignment with you, the only person you have to worry about aligning with is you. The rest of the world is going to align with themselves at some point, and then harmony happens because we'll all be singing our tunes and they'll all be melodious. But alignment is listening to your inner knowing, your inner voice. Notice the things that you keep getting nudged towards, or that you keep being curious about, or that keep showing up in your life. I have a friend who has a rule that if something shows up 3 times in her life, that means she's really supposed to pay attention. Sometimes it's something simple like a book, right? Sometimes it's a bigger message. But by paying attention and listening and noticing what keeps showing up gives you these clues. The universe is giving you your clues. We're just not really trained to pay attention to them. And then honor the wisdom of the things that you have learned along your road. All of the experiences that you've had, we don't need to label them as good or bad. We don't need to say that we made a mistake because it's all information, it's all lessons. So maybe all of the things that have happened are preparing you for whatever is right now. And I think about that. I think about my partners that I've had in the past, my romantic partners, all very different people. And I feel like this could be oversharing. I don't know. I don't care. I feel like each partner that I had, they were so different, but each one had a specific lesson for me that I needed to learn. And when I had learned it, that relationship had served the purpose, and that's why that relationship ended. And it's so interesting to me that I can look back over my life and think, wow, I wish I'd had all this knowledge when I was 20, but I couldn't have because I hadn't learned, I hadn't gone through all those experiences. You have to have the experiences to be able to have the knowledge, right? Oh my goodness. You have to burn your finger at least once on the stove before you go, holy crap, that thing was hot, man. Right? We have one of those ceramic cooktop stoves that you can't tell when it's hot or not. I'm still learning my lessons. I touched it by mistake the other day. Those things are hot. But you aligning with whatever is best for you is not the perfect plan. It can't be the perfect plan. It's recognizing where you feel pulled to and maybe what all of your experiences that you've had before have been preparing you for. Right? So and they don't all have to be Hollywood epics, really, seriously. We, North America, we love our Hollywood epics and things blowing up, right? And that's not real life. Do you remember the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where he was in a movie and he got pulled out of the movie, but in the movie he could walk out of a tar pit He was some superhero or something. And he wasn't dirty or even injured when he crashed the car. But when he got into real life, he's like, well, that hurt. Well, that's because you're in real life. You're not in the movies anymore. Can't even remember the name of that movie. Wasn't the greatest. So alignment isn't about your perfect plan. I can make a perfect plan for a podcast. I'm going to talk about this and then this and then this, but it never goes that way. And I trust that whatever's going on in my brain will come up with what is important for me to say at the right time. Yeah, I have a lot of side stories and yeah, I laugh a lot, but that's part of my path is recognizing all of these things feed into the richness of my life, even in small, small ways. So my past career prepared me to talk to pretty much any level of a human being. I can talk to presidents and vice presidents. I can talk to the mailroom. I'm cool. Your status does not shift my opinion of you because I already think that you're a valuable human being, no matter where you are in your life. The healing that I've done of my life and myself that I've come through, it's kind of become what I do. And then the stories that I tell are how I'm trying to help you see potentially where you can unhook yourself from your own stories, right? And you might feel a little fidgety right now. That's just a sign. That's just a message for you. Maybe your fidgetiness is because you're like, something is trying to get your attention and you don't know what it is, and it's creeping you out. So it's okay. Just normalize it. When I get fidgety, which I do a lot, I've been for a long time, anxiety comes and goes in my life and shows up as a very physical thing that tries to stop me from doing things. And when I feel it now, I actually change my reaction to it now. When I feel it now, I just feel like it's that energy potential. Like there's something going on. There's too much energy build up in my body, like a pressure cooker. So I go and I jump around and shake for like 5 minutes, and then I feel better because I don't need to know what the next step is. I just have to trust the next step. You don't need a 5-year plan. I've operated my whole life without a 5-year plan. It's turned out pretty good. And I'd say if I had a 5-year plan and had stuck to it as this is what I need to follow, blinders on, then I wouldn't have had the experiences that I'm having today. And your next step won't be angel singing necessarily. Some people get that extreme clarity where the world suddenly lights up and the light bulb is over their head and they know it all. My clarity doesn't come that way. My clarity comes in small realizations that accumulate and build into a bigger realization. And it hasn't stopped, funny enough. Like I keep thinking that I've reached the point, and then something else happens. I'm like, whoa, it just keeps getting bigger and more fabulous. How amazing. Does it stop? I don't think it stops getting better and better. And Christine, the creator of the Inspired Choices Network, when she interviewed me on my very first show for the podcast back in June, she said very lovingly that I was annoyingly positive. And some people will disbelieve that I can have such a positive outlook on life and have it be real. I will tell you, I'm not always, the cheerleader girl, but most of the time I am. And I believe that it's because I have stopped fighting against what is. And I just look for what's next, right? Oh, that feels like the end of the show. It's not the end of the show. That was such a deep thought drop, you guys. Like that's a serious universe download happening right there. Go back and write that down. So maybe what you need, if you're feeling like, okay, Heather, fine, fine, you know, the fun that's not really fun. So maybe what you need next is just a little bit of like clarity or a little bit of reflection back, a little bit of thinking about what is the next step? What do I feel called to? I mean, I've sat with people who don't even know what makes them happy, right? I understand totally. When you have that big order of follow your bliss, okay, what does that mean? You know, what's concrete there? Don't overthink it. Just let it settle. Maybe have a conversation with someone who's not going to try to solve anything for you. This is one of the keys that I have learned. When you're having a conversation with someone, a friend, your spouse, colleagues who you just want a sounding board, a reflection, like it's like reflecting back to you what you're saying so that you can hear it. I did an activation call, alignment activation call last week, and we got to the end and she said, "Wow, now that I heard myself say that outside, I can see what's been going on." I'm like, that is the whole purpose behind finding someone to help you reflect back what's going on for you. So if you feel like you're that restless and you're like, okay, I've been hitting these bumps in the road, or I have hit bumps in the road, I don't understand why, especially if it keeps happening. This woman last week kept hitting the same bump, especially if it's happened more than once and it's a fairly major disruption in your life. Take some time to examine what's going on there. It could be that the lesson that's coming from that you haven't integrated yet or haven't. Oh, yes, sorry, Dana. I was just about to go off on a rant. Okay. My lovely, lovely angel in the background is reminding me we have one more break to get to. So keep hold that thought. And this is Heather on Illuminate Your Worth. We will be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Excellent. So Dana knows that when I start going, sometimes I don't look at the clock and I forget myself. So thank you. Thank you for coming back. We are talking about lessons, lessons, lessons. And if we keep bumping against the same lesson, if we keep having these detours show up and it just makes us angry and we don't move out of the frustration phase and we keep trying to push ourselves back into this path that we have decided for some reason that this is the path we're supposed to be on. First of all, did you decide that for yourself or did someone tell you that was your path? And you might have to go way back into your memory for this one, right? Way back, because we get told pretty young. They're not even directly all the time, but often pretty young, our parents already have a vision for us and they're trying to influence us in a direction. I get it. They want you to be successful. They want you to have what they didn't have or, you know, move ahead in life. But to help you see the path sometimes, if you keep bumping against the same things, if you feel unsure, if you don't even know what your next step is, if you don't know what you're curious about, sometimes it's a conversation with someone who can reflect back for you. And one of the things I talk about a lot in my programs is community, right? Community is one of the key things for a full thriving life. It's a community And it's like your solar system. There's your close people who are in your inner solar system, and then you go out and out and out. And the way these people support you or challenge you, because you need those too, is to help you on the next step on your path. So one of the things that's part of the reason that I created the community that I created, illuminateyourworth.com, so that when someone is having a challenge, there's a rule in there that the person who's having a challenge will say whether they want help or just reflection, right? Because sometimes you don't want someone telling you what to do. You're just like, don't tell me what to do. I just want you to listen. Okay, fine. So there's that permission in there to have that need. And one of the things that I love doing, as I was saying, I met with a woman last week with this amazing realization of a pattern that was unfolding in her life, is unpacking these patterns for you. And on my website, heatherstewart.coach, is your opportunity to have an alignment activation call with me. It's an hour, it's free. All it is me helping you unpack and see the patterns that are happening for you. Because if you can't see it, you don't know what your next curiosity is, your next step is. You don't know where what you've been repeating. So what if nothing in your life was wasted? What if the lessons are so beautiful and so amazing, even in the moments you thought, this is crap? What if every twist or bump in the road was to help you get ready for the thing that you were supposed to be doing? I know the relationships that I had, the bumps that I've had, the things that I've experienced were all just to get me ready for this, to get me ready to see and help someone else see what's going on for them. I know that there was no wrong turn in my life, even though at some point in my past, I may have believed it, or there's people in my former life who probably think that I took a wrong turn somewhere along the way. I can remember people thinking that I'd lost my mind when I left my career, my corporate career. But there's no wrong turnings because you don't know the path you were meant to walk. So if you could look back over the path of your life and see. Maybe it's hard to see, but you might be able to see a hidden, twisted, not quite straight journey that has brought you to the person you are today and give you some clues. Your path is going to leave clues. It all leaves clues. Give you some clues about what is your next step, or might give you some clues about what your path has and plan ahead of you. Now, I'm not saying that we can see into the future. I didn't expect to be a coach in a million years. I didn't expect to be a coach. But now that I do coaching, I know this is the path that I was meant to go on. I just didn't know it back then. And I didn't know that all the things that were happening to me were preparing me for this person, this thing that I do now. So take some time to reflect. Take some time to think about the things that have happened in your life. You can just do it as a daydream. You don't have to get intense and journal. If you like journaling, journal. If you don't like journaling, don't journal. Do the thing that feels right for you. If you want to have a conversation, connect with me, because having support on your path is one of the key ways to help you unstick yourself and find your thriving life, which is what I'm all about. So, my friend, that is me for today, because Dana is not going to wait for me. Have a beautiful week. I will see you next week.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.